Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really? AutoTrader. Buyer car online. Really?
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
But they have to not be busy, and of course we're in fire season, so I don't think they're going to be looking to do that.
Firemen built the only reason I know is when my parents built a pool in our yard where I grew up.
Yeah, that was 200 years ago.
It was a long time ago, and no drought in Massachusetts.
Right.
But I know that people around here, they get a pool, they get it filled by firemen.
Okay.
Sometimes.
I never heard of that. Yeah. But someone else wrote about our no memory thing. I think it's out of necessity. I think you and I are both able to have conversations and then we erase and we're like a clean slate.
Yeah. What? A completely surprised reaction. I told you about this. I don't remember
it's
it.
It's the only way this show could have stayed on for 25 years. If otherwise,
be,
we'd
right?
be like, we've already talked about
that.
We've
explored every nook and cranny of each other's everything.
Don't you remember back in 97 when we talked about that? Next story.
My problem is that I can't ever remember. Are we recording right now?
Oh,
good.
No. We
no,
should...
no, that's good. That's fine because this is fun.
What?
I forget what we were talking about. I get it. No, I forget if we said something on the air or off the air.
I forget that too.
If we did a story or didn't, because I read them all. You know what I mean?
Sometimes, and I know that I make that mistake. Sometimes it's not until after I get on the air with it and I realize I did this story. Oh, no. But definitely, if you've read them all, you can't tell in your own brain if whether it went on
enough
air or just...
And even in my head, I'm predicting what you'll say.
Me too.
Well, Vinny might say this. So mm-hmm. Well, we could go down, you know, so you've already sort of lived the story before you even take it on the air with you. So it can be difficult. Did we talk about that on or off? Or did we talk about it on The Secret Show or off The Secret Show? And I'll tell you one thing is, you know, with him doing all the butt fucking...
You're pointing at Alex.
Pointing at
check
Alex.
Those program
First
buttons.
Of all, his name's Alex. You don't call him him.
Well,
second of
right
all,
there.
He doesn't do all the butt fucking. Bryn and I try to do some too.
Yeah. I would say the bulk of the butt fucking
yeah,
is done
him.
By
You're
Aho.
Right, absolutely.
We're like
no, there's no question that I barely...
Like 99.999%.
I'm yeah. barely butt fucking by comparison, you're right.
Yeah. In the last year, have either of you guys butt fucked?
I have not.
This year... I've done some salad tossing, but I can't say that I've butt-fucked anybody, no.
What about you, Aho?
Oh, yeah, of course.
How about When's the last time?
Last week.
Yeah, we'll go with last week.
Are you a salad tosser, too? Did I ask you that before?
I you know what? I tried, and then, you know, I just...
It tastes like caca?
Well, no, not that
It
bad.
Doesn't Aww. Taste like caca.
There it does.
I don't think she was interested. I'm going to give it another shot. Okay. You know, it's one of those things I think I have
you
to...
You tried one time.
She didn't
yeah,
like
a couple
it.
Times, what? A couple times. I tried a couple times. She wasn't into
was
it.
Was she flinchy?
I think maybe it was like ticklish or... Yeah, it was one of those things. Yeah,
she
I think
like,
I just got
to you're licking
keep.
The wrong thing.
Well, here's what you do. You grab those hips and pull it all into your face.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
As she bucks, you just gotta be like, you're gonna love this. Stop it. It's for your own good.
Oh boy.
Don't say oh boy.
Sounds great.
You're You'd right. love it. Anyway, where were we? Let's start the show.
All right. The Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, July 26, 2022.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're all here, and him too.
Oh, jeez.
And him.
And
Sorry,
him.
Alex.
A him. Hey, y'all. Call me Kara. Sarah was talking about her faulty epiglottis this morning. It reminded me of the time I was giving my husband a BJ. I always swallow when one time there was so much cum when he finished, it came shooting out my nose.
Oh,
it was pretty uncomfortable, but I think my husband was proud of himself seeing cum dripping out of my nose.
Oh.
HYGL, OFOC, and all the things. Cara.
That's a fat load.
That is a fat fucking load. Like, it actually takes a lot for shit to come out of your mouth. Like, you gotta have a mouthful for it to come out, sorry, to come out of your nose.
Yeah.
Well, that goes back to the, maybe he does his Kegels and he can handle not having to jack off 20 minutes before he has sex.
So he had like a mega load?
Yeah, probably.
It's a lot.
I mean, that's an exaggeration, like 20 minutes, but I only have control if I've taken care of that day. If I haven't done that day, I'm probably going to splooge in 1 minute.
But would it be so much that if she gagged, it would come out?
No, because I did it the day before, so there's no question that, you know. This...
I don't know. How does that work? Is the prostate where the seminal fluid is, man. And the balls are
don't
where the
that
sperm
question.
Are?
Don't.
Why can't I ask? Because I'm saying I think it's a bladder, and it can only hold what it can hold. I have no idea.
I don't know.
You guys have all this apparatus. You should know how it works.
No, I don't. Well, I do know how it works.
Do you, though?
Yeah, put your mouth around it and do stuff to it for a while, and it'll splooge in your mouth, but I don't...
Do you guys know what the epididymis is?
Epididymis? How exciting. I don't know what
an
epididymis is.
It's along the top of each testicle. The cord-like structure.
Oh, it's...
Where the sperm...
It's like your... The tubes. What are the tubes that come from your ovary and go into your... That's what it sounds like.
Fallopian tubes?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's like those.
Oh, yeah.
It's right there, and it collects the stuff and puts it where it needs to go.
What's the question is... Oh, yeah, okay.
Epididymis.
Yeah.
The answer is yes. My fallopian tubes are filled with splooge. Okay. All filled up.
Topped off.
Yeah.
Great.
No, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I know that there's definitely... I've seen some porns where I'm like, that guy's still shooting.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's
He's
true.
He's still shooting.
I've wondered if they're just shooting it from different angles and they keep showing, like... Yeah. You know,
I've definitely seen them take a sugar-like substance, like...
What?
They have fake splooge. So they can, you know...
So they can be showing her face and they're just actually hucking it off a spoon on her
face. I've seen that's one thing they can do. I've also seen where there's no way that they faked that and this dude is going...
skeet, 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 skeet.
And you just go, Jesus! How long do you have to not fuck someone to have that much buildup? And to
or
be able
is
to,
everything just so powerful and muscular
maybe,
down there from use?
I don't know. I can't speak
or
to it.
Or maybe it's a prosthetic, extremely realistic looking cock in the picture, and they're just actually someone's back there with a bulb squeezing the sugar.
The International Society for Sexual Medicine suggests males expel an average 1.25 to 5 milliliters of semen each
That's
time they
ejaculate. Tiny. That's a tiny amount.
That's exactly it. I mean, even when
it's
I
not
go,
even a sip.
I've gone without it for easily weeks.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader, buy your car online. Really?
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
And oh.
It's not noticeably more.
It's definitely more explosive, but not. I don't feel like it's more
volume.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more volume.
Maybe it's just packed with swimmers.
Maybe. Or maybe a guy who's got a, you know, you were built for porn. You not only have a giant dick, but you've got a goddamn well of sperm.
You've got a fucking,
splooge.
Like a turbine engine in there that is just going to shoot that shit out. Because it is all about, you know, it getting a little distance in porn.
I'm always surprised.
It's fun when it dribbles out.
I don't need to see the finish, the money shot, as they call it. I don't need to see that. I'm looking at the lady's vagina or boobs or butthole or hips or whatever. I don't need to see a guy coming. And I could really live without the face shots of the guy, too. The fuck out of here. Who told you to aim the...
Yeah. Well, they're filling time.
They don't need to fill time.
They need to.
It's art.
Aim the camera at the lady. I'm trying to look at her.
Yeah, exactly. Capture the lady's face. That's the art.
She's going...
If it's 1.25 milliliters to 5 milliliters for the high end,
yeah. So
let's say it's like 6 milliliters, right? That's equal to about a teaspoon.
A teaspoon?
Yeah.
It's so, nothing. It's zero.
You know, even if you were three times the amount, three teaspoons wouldn't cause...
Pornos make you think that there's like, it comes out a quarter cup at a time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, well then maybe like, it really is that money shot is always faked. Maybe. I can't speak to it.
I bet you maybe this guy with this writer, maybe his dick was so far down her throat that it went up, you know, her nose.
Like it, maybe.
Oh.
You know
Although
you'd
think that would just head downward.
I don't know.
Maybe she was upside down. We don't know. Maybe her knees were on his shoulders and she was
could be
going upside down, gobbling.
Listen, we're going to run out of time. You want to do one of those stories? Because we've got one and you said it's a little long, but you promised you'd do it today.
Well, I'm looking at this brand new one. It's a 23andMe, but I think I'll do it's the wedding one. I've had this one open 12 times.
Okay, so let's do that.
All right.
Enough splooge talk.
Yeah. Hey, gang. Love y'all. Need some advice as there have been several different opinions on this topic, and we can't all seem to agree on the best option. To full open bar... or not to full open bar? That is the question. I'm all for full open bar. I'm 29 years old, getting married, female, getting married March of 2023 to my amazing fiance, 27-year-old male in Temecula. My fiance is from the East Coast. All his friends and family will be flying in from there. I'm from the Bay Area. Yes, we now live in LA, and my family is scattered up and down the West Coast, so the majority of them will be traveling as well.
Temecula's the area, not exactly where, but where my mom lives.
Yeah,
it's that
yeah.
desert out there.
So that's where they live. Mm-hmm. They have a house there, I guess. You know, like you said, there's some affordable housing
there's
if you go in there.
Brand new custom homes. They're not, you know, but you get to pick your own tile and all this stuff for $400K.
Right.
$500K.
Incredible. Which is still a shit ton of money. It's just that compared to what it costs to live in the cities... It feels like zero.
Well, when you think about, this is what I went through anyway. You walk into these homes here in the Bay Area and you go, 1.2 million and this place is a shithole.
It's a
two bedroom shithole. And you want 1.2 million.
Yes,
and
we
you
do.
Start well, and you start going, well, no, on principle, I would never pay that. And then you
realize you're not going to get a house.
You keep walking away from those opportunities and you do realize like, oh, that's what's out there. For
at
this
that price.
Price,
right.
So when you go to a place like Temecula, the actual inside of your home,
fantastic,
brand new,
yep,
all
large,
to your
spacious,
specs,
right,
picked out. Oh, I wanted the gray and this and that, you know, this theme. It's all there for you.
Yep.
But you are, you know,
in
hours
Temecula.
From anywhere, and it will be 100 degrees.
That's what you get the pool for.
It'll be, but I'm talking like over 100. 90 days out of the year.
Yeah.
So if you can stand that, that's for you. All right, back to their bar.
So I don't know if they're getting married in Temecula, but that is where they live. Oh, no, they are getting married in Temecula.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is traveling. So she's saying this is basically a destination wedding for much of the guests. Many of the guests. We are also hosting a welcome dinner/reception at a winery. the night before with wine, beer, food included for all our guests. All the guests. That's what happens at weddings. You know, it's all family and close friends. When it comes to the wedding itself, our venue is bring your own bottle. So we will be providing the booze. Obviously, we'll have beer and wine, but the debate is now how much hard alcohol to provide. We've all agreed on a no shots rule, as we have several recovering alcoholics. Look, shots or no shots, recovering alcoholics are going to have a hard time with an open bar, period. We have several recovering alcoholics there, as well as people who, in general, we know shots would be a bad idea for. Okay, maybe I take it back and you should just do beer and wine.
Well, what I was going to say is that recovering alcoholics are not the ones you should be worried about with the shots. They're not drinking. It's right. The ones that are the person who's probably should be a recovering alcoholic
and
who you're about
yet
to give
right
free booze to.
So here are the options being kicked around, both with the addition of wine and beer. Two signature cocktails, one clear, one brown. So a vodka or a whiskey. Thinking a Cosmo and an Old Fashioned. Three or four types of alcohol that can be mixed however the guests like would be the other option. I actually like the signature cocktail thing, and I've seen that at a few parties. Mm-hmm. And especially if it's an open bar, and I'm sorry, but these are your choices, people will choose them, or they'll go wine and beer. And look, if someone is setting out to get drunk, they'll find a way. So I really feel like at a wedding, keeping the booze flowing is an important part of everyone having a good time. And you know, the food, they say the food, the drinks, and the music. That's what matters at your wedding as far as people having a good time, being loose enough and partying and dancing and having some fun. My sister's convinced that we won't have a pop and dance floor if every guest doesn't have the exact type of alcohol they prefer. But I think wine, beer, and two types of hard alcohol is plenty enough for people. I tend to agree with her. Mm-hmm. My parents are on the side of no hard alcohol at all. We are definitely going to have at least some. We are also trying to keep this cost effective. We're not exactly rolling in dough, and again, we're paying for all the booze. If you had traveled a long way for a wedding and only had a limited selection of alcohol, would you be offended or bothered? I wouldn't, personally. That's just me. We really want this to be worth everyone's time, energy, and of course, travel costs without breaking the bank more than we need to. All opinions welcome. See.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Here's my opinion. It's your wedding. Mm-hmm. And I heard what you said. She said that two alcohols, one clear, one brown,
right,
is what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. Do that. It's
yeah,
your wedding.
It's your wedding. That's actually a really good point.
Do
Everybody's
that.
Got their opinion on what you should and shouldn't do. And in the end, you get to decide because it's your day.
And you will be paying off that wedding because you will be taking on extreme expenses. So it's easy for your sister or brother or
mother
or Sarah and Vinny to say,
yes,
full bar, every drink known to man, and make it free. It's easy for us to say that, but you will be paying that down. Mm-hmm. Go with your two drinks, you know, brown and whatever. If everyone can get fucked up on vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how much more do you, I mean, are you kidding?
They can get
you
fucked up on wine or beer, too. Yeah.
And bourbon is, like, that was my thing. Right. Like, you know.
Feed them lots of food, and the drunkenness will be less. It'll take them a little further.
Look, most,
little
I don't know time. About everybody, but most people handle themselves fine.
Most.
And the pukes, Don't invite them.
Invite them. They make the wedding interesting. Mm-hmm. You're going to want stories from your wedding. People think they want this perfect dream wedding. What you really want is for there to be some shit going on. All the right. Funnest weddings I've ever been to have been tacky and just hilarious.
All right.
Then, you know, toward the end of the night, people are taking their clothes off. That's my kind of wedding. Mm. You're going to want stories. You don't want it to all go perfectly smooth.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Anyway.
What's the story from your wedding?
My mom fell down a stair and broke her ribs, and I spent half the wedding.
See, a fucked up thing happened.
Somewhere else. Yeah. I got back to the party and went, I don't think I danced with anybody.
Your wedding for me is after the ceremony, after the reception. We're all sitting in that bar, and your wife stands up with her hands clenched by her side, her eyes closed, and she goes, I'm the deep end, watches it coming.
Yeah. No, that was fun.
I was like, my heart exploded at them. I'm like, oh, yes. Go, Chris, go.
That was the part of the wedding that I got to participate in. Was well after when I got done driving everyone home.
And because you were the sober guy.
I was the only guy not drinking.
I would love to drive you back to the hotel at my wedding.
Uh-huh. And then that's when I got to participate.
Yeah. Also, I loved your wedding because I hung out with Shooty and Michelle, his girlfriend. I guess they're married, his wife.
Yeah.
I love her. We had such a fun time with them. I met Deepak, met Peter Cook.
That's right.
I met Brian, who did the ceremony. Yeah, it was great. It was super, super fun. That was a good wedding. You know what else I loved? Your daughter, Isla, was fucking adorable in that little dress, and she was like pretty as a princess. And then Cameron was like, sees all the kids out on the dance floor. She and I can just see the wheels turn. She's like, I have to be out there. I have to go out there. And she grabs Uncle John by the hand.
Oh, that's
and,
right, yeah.
Pulls him out onto the dance floor. That kid never liked me. Now she loves me, though.
Doesn't well, you she? Showed her your tits.
Yeah. That's true. That wins him over. She's money. Like, oh, that's where food comes from. That's good. Yeah. I trust you now. Sarah.
All
right. So good luck with your wedding.
Yeah. Man. Congratulations.
You know, I have a bunch of weddings I'm going to this year.
Yeah.
And one of them
is in Omaha.
Yep. Very quick.
Somewhere no,
one of them,
America.
The registry that they did, instead of it being, you know, these dishes from wherever, they did, and I've seen this before too, pay for this thing on our honeymoon. Pay for
I've seen that
two
too.
Days of rental car. Pay for
5
you
months
know,
of rent.
Sure. Whatever. I mean, the thing is you disguise the money that you're getting because it's really, they're just. It, but it
money.
Gives you a reason, mm-hmm. you know, to just give them money. But they've laid it out like this pays for us going on a balloon ride.
I like that too
be
because many people don't need dishes. They're asking for dishes because they think that's what they have to ask
we
for.
We live together. We have everything we need.
Right.
But what we really want is your money.
Right.
And I'm actually, listen, it's really easy to write a check. Especially when that was money I was going to spend on some bullshit thing that they wanted anyway, right?
Right.
Plus, they're going to have kids soon, and I don't have to buy them strollers or whatever. So I'm happy to give money for a wedding and let them do with it. I asked for money for my wedding. I'm like, you know what we really want? We're trying to save up for a down payment on a house. The end.
Yeah.
We're not registered anywhere. Give us money.
Registered at B of A.
Yeah, we're super tacky. All right, how are we doing on time?
I think we're good.
What do you mean we're good?
No,
good.
I think we're at...
As in we're in the window.
Okay.
Three thumbs up.
Three thumbs up as in we're in the window where I should stop or
yes.
we're in okay.
Oh.
I'm looking at the time and I know we have that.
Right, Alex?
Yeah, we're about 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. You don't have to say the number.
You don't have to say the number. But that is apparently there's a sweet spot somewhere, people.
I'll just edit that out.
Yeah. Take yourself out of this show.
You know, I said I think we're good. We're good.
Yeah. Don't edit yourself
out. Oh, God. Okay.
I gotta edit
the people
that, out.
That listen
yeah,
to hard,
leave
people,
that there.
The people who hardcore listen to this show are like, oh, I would love to
they
hear
know.
What you're supposed to.
They know all the stuff.
Yeah, they know all the stuff. It's true. All right. Hey, thanks for listening to The Secret Show. We like doing it for you. We super psyched you like it. Send your emails along to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
The end.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.